So joining me in studio now is music sensation Tavsi, who's just walked in. I'm quite excited to chat to her. And we'll be talking about her new album titled Songs About You. Welcome to Afternoon Talk.
Hi, Asanda. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Hi, PR.
Friend. She's my friend, Pili. I just dragged them along with me.
How are you doing today?
How are you?
I'm good. Are you live streaming? What are we doing?
Yes.
On the phone.
Documenting.
Yeah. Okay, let's document. How are you doing though? How's
I'm
the
great.
Easter weekend and everything been?
It's been pretty chilled. Spent time with family.
Yeah, you weren't performing.
I did have a performance on, when was it, Saturday night? But it's been a pretty like chilled Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, spent more time with family, which has been great.
And you need that because
yes,
you're going to be so busy.
Definitely,
right?
Yeah.
So tell us about Songs About You and what inspired this new album.
Yeah, Songs About You. So, every song, I call it actually my therapy. The album was like a therapeutic thing for me. So every song on the album is about someone that I had an experience with, you know, whether it was heartbreak, heartache, or,
yeah,
you know, if I was in a more happier space. So basically the title Songs About You, just, you know, it's like an open letter to the different people that have contributed to, you know, that experience.
Yeah. Well, what's the process for you coming up with a song, writing it and, you know, recording it? We're talking to Ntsika Nganga of
The Soil, yeah,
who says, you know, he dreams about his songs.
Wow.
And it's that deep.
Jeez.
Of a process for him.
Oh,
what is it like for you? Like what happens, what comes first, the beat, the lyrics, or like what? Yeah,
sure.
Take us through that.
I think definitely the experience. So whatever I always say, I can't not be honest in my music.
Yeah.
So I will just pick an experience that I'm either going through at the time or have gone through, and just write about that. And then the beat just kind of helps to dictate the direction of the song, if anything. So for me, it's just mainly I write about experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it important for you, I mean, when you had just come out or come into the industry, to feature someone? Is that something that, you know, new artists have to do?
Yeah.
Or for you, it was, you know, that's just one of those natural progressions?
Yeah, definitely. With for me, how I even got on Nyasfela Ngawe, which is the feature with Questa, literally fate, chance. It just kind of came together. So I'm not really hard on myself in terms of how things should be done. I just literally let things flow naturally, and it needs to be like a very organic process.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the music is a natural thing. It's an organic thing, and so you don't want to like force it and try and control the powers that be.
Yeah.
So yeah, whether I collaborate or don't, I mean, obviously it helps when you're a new artist to collaborate with a bigger name. But I love collaborating. Mm. Like, just personally, I love it because I like it when two or three or four minds come together. We create something that's a bit more special.
So, I mean, talking about you now and getting a bit of more background, you left finance for this.
Yes.
What was that like, and how you had to explain that to the mom and dad?
So, I mean, backstory, I studied economics and econometrics down here at UJ, and I wanted to go into the corporate world. I thought that was for me, but I was constantly doing music. You know, it was always a part of my life somehow. I was always dabbling in music. I never thought that I could make it a career, though. I don't know why. I just didn't think that it was a real thing. Until I got into the banking industry, and then I realized, oh no, this is definitely not for me.
Yeah.
You know, so I left corporate, and when I made the decision, I didn't tell anyone. I didn't really consult with a lot of people because I wanted it to be my decision and for it to not be, you know, tampered with. And so I only told my family and friends and so forth, like after I had made the decision to quit my job and follow music full time.
And what did they say? What was their response?
Very supportive, I think, because people have known that I've always been into music.
Yeah.
That they were like, okay, cool, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know, go for that.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's 22 minutes past 3 o'clock here on Afternoon Talk, and we're chatting to Tavsi, telling us about her journey in music. So you had a listening session on the 20th. That was a long time ago.
September.
Yeah. Do you always do that when you're going to launch something?
Well, it's all been a first for me. So it was my first ever launch, my first ever listening session. I just thought it'd be cool to launch my CD and just kind of have my close family, friends and ears in the music industry that I trust to kind of listen and, you know, tell me what they think.
Yeah.
So that was a first for me. I mean, it was my first year in the industry last year. So a lot of things that I was doing were my first. So
what's that like when you're watching everyone's expressions, facial expressions?
Scary.
Like, scary. Do they like it? Do they not?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people in the room were my family and friends, so maybe they're just being biased and like smiling because they have to. But the reception of the album has been so great so far. People are really loving the music that I'm putting out there, so it's a very humbling experience.
Or just give everyone some wine and make sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna sound better after a couple of drinks. Yeah, basically.
No, but I mean, you do sound great. And then African Queen featuring JR, how did that come about?
That was like a surprise collaboration. So I had recorded the song African Queen, and I remember I was in Senegal or something touring, and my manager then sent me, you know, the link to like another version of African Queen. I was like, no, I know the song. I've got it. He's like, no, listen to this one. And apparently he was in the studio with JR, and JR heard the song and he was like, he has to get on it. He loved it so much.
Yeah.
So he just jumped on it straight away. And then they just sent me the, you know, the finished product. And that's kind of how it came about. It was a surprise collaboration for me.
And you say the song is about celebrating the African woman and her coming into her skin as a queen.
And also, and how she should be treated.
How she should be treated by her man.
Yes.
I love the video. It's a beautiful video.
Thank you. We shot it by God's Window in Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
So very scenic. And what I love the most about the video is that I had full creative control.
Is it?
You know, so it was really nice to just see that come to life. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Do you work out, by the way? Because you look stunning in the video. Well, even now, you're like so tiny.
Yeah, I am a fitness enthusiast. Like, I'm obsessed with gym and like trying to eat healthy. And, you know, I'm all about the fitness. So outside of music, I'd probably be, you know, doing that if it wasn't for the music.
So you're not like one of those people who irritate us and say, I eat everything
I
want.
I just got good genes. No, I actually put some effort in the way I look. But I mean, look, my parents did give me some good genes, so thanks to them.
Yeah.
But just for longevity and health purposes, I'm really like into fitness.
So what can people expect in terms of the sound of the album, Songs About You? Is it going to be R&B, all of it?
Yeah. So Songs About You is a very R&B like based album, a body of work, but I kind of, you know, diversified with the different beats and sounds. So for instance, African Queen is got this continental African vibe, whereas the first single off of the album, Cry, had a very heavy like boom bap hip hop type influence, and now my latest single Buyanini is a very like Afro pop soul type single. So you go through a journey of different types of sounds, but I think my delivery is always, you know, the type C delivery, whatever that is, really.
What are your thoughts then on the South African music industry right now, with a lot of, you know, artists coming up, young artists coming up, and the sounds that are coming out of this country?
So exciting. You know, I mean, when I was growing up, you could literally only either do gospel or like Afropop to make it in this country, you know.
Yeah.
But now people with different tastes of music and different, like, I mean, hip hop is such a big deal now.
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, that would never been a thing. So it's just nice to see the sound evolve, and that, you know, people are being celebrated for their differences within music.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. It's exciting for me as a new artist, you know, to come in and have such a great reception because of that.
What do you see your contribution being to that?
You know, I just really wanna, I think the crux of it all for me is always the message.
Yeah.
You know, behind what I put out there. So it always needs to speak. If someone can relate to it, and even if it's just one person, then I'm happy. I just wanna connect with the listener. And that's kind of the contribution that I wanna make, is just connect, relate. And yeah, I just want them to feel it.
Yeah. And when you hear like musicians or artists speak, they always talk about how they need to keep reinventing themselves, staying fresh and staying on top of the game. How do you do that?
I think for me, it's just about working with different people. You know, I always try to be as uncomfortable as possible in the studio, as crazy as that sounds. So a different producer, a beat that I wouldn't naturally choose, an environment or topic that isn't really something that I'm comfortable with. So that's why I love working with different people so much, so because it brings out the different elements and sides to you and your sound and your music, and it kind of keeps you, you know, different at all times.
Do you have to get along with the producer that you work with? I just always wonder.
It helps. It helps if you do, so that you're comfortable in the studio. But it's different for different people. Some people don't even meet the producers that, someone will give you a beat and send it to you, and then you'll just record it yourself. Sometimes someone will make a beat in front of you and ask you what it is you want to, what sound you're going for. So I've had all those different experiences where, it's literally we're in the same studio, or sometimes the other person's across the country and I only meet them once the song is done.
Wouldn't you prefer to meet them all the time?
Definitely. I love building a relationship with, but sometimes I want to work with someone who's in Cape Town and I'm busy in Joburg. So eventually we'll come together.
Yeah. So on the continent, who are you hoping to work with outside South Africa?
Outside South Africa, Tiwa Savage is one of my favorite international artists. I love Wizkid. I love Davido. I'm obsessed with the African sound. I've been listening to a lot of West African music, East African music, and I've had the opportunity to travel to these countries, so it's really exciting. And through music I've gotten the opportunity to travel, and now I'm just more hungry to kind of explore outside of the borders.
Why am I thinking Davido one is closer?
Maybe it just might be him. Who knows?
I don't know why.
Just put it out there. I accept it. But
yeah. And then going into the outfits and all that go into what you do, because it's quite a creative thing, right? It's not just about the voice and all of that.
Yeah, no.
What works for you?
First and foremost, I really always want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So, in as much as you see a lot of people in the industry who can be wild, and I love that I can experiment a lot. I always have crazy hair, or but I love to be comfortable, and I still want I'm a very calm person, outside of the industry and outside of the music. So I always kind of try to let that shine through, just the calmness, because I really want the music to be the focus.
Yeah.
So my style is just literally my style. I don't put it on. It's not a costume.
Yeah.
And so you'll see that a lot on my social media. I just want to be as comfortable as possible.
Yeah. So give us those handles, those social media handles.
Yes. So it's Tapsi_SA on Instagram and Tapsi_SA on Twitter and Facebook.
And the album?
The album is Songs About You. It's available at all musical stores and of course on all download platforms, your iTunes, your Deezer, your Spotify. You will find it.
Everywhere.
Yes, please.
So what's next for you? I mean, obviously you're still going to be busy with promoting the album, but what else are you hoping to be doing this year?
I've started some businesses as well. So I just want to, diversify even outside of the music. And of course still just push new singles, and I also want to just do a lot more collaborations. So I'm just really open this year to just kind of create as much content as possible and just put that out there.
Well, my producers just told me now we've got actually more time with you.
Oh, yay.
So that's awesome. We get to chat some more. We're going to go to cricket now and get some action there with South Africa versus Australia at Bidvest Wanderers in Johannesburg. And then we'll continue chatting to Tapsi. Tando Kamane is our reporter there. Over to you, Tando.
There's nothing we love sharing more than knowledge. SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
On South Africa's news and information leader, we continue chatting to Tapsi, who is new school R&B vocalist. And we were just talking about her new album, Songs About You. So we've got her on air for a bit longer. So let's talk about Buya Nini, which is the new single.
Yes.
What inspired the song, and what does it mean, and who is it dedicated to?
Yeah. So this one, Buya Nini is basically a song about, I don't even know how to say this without stepping on anyone's toes. But Buya Nini is basically a song about you crying out for a lost lover, for whatever reason that may be. So it could either be because they're running around town, not focusing on your relationship, or it's a long distance thing, or whatever the situation is, you're basically saying, when are you coming back? Buya Nini, and regardless of whatever's going on, I'm still here and I'm waiting for that and I'm waiting for you. And that's basically the crux of it. But I wrote the song with Sypho. He's a legend in the game and now a producer. And him and I kind of put our experiences together. And he was he always gets asked the questions from his girlfriend, when are you coming back? And I'm always on asking the question, Buya Nini, So we kind of put that together and came up with something that I think a lot of people, people are loving the song and really connecting with it, which is special.
Are you a very, very private person? Because we don't know your person, do we?
No, he's way more private than I am. I mean, look, I'm married. I don't think that's a secret. And Mary's a very shy guy, so I don't really talk about him. He's like, you want to be in the limelight, not me. Yeah. So, but a lot of the songs that a lot of the songs on the album were post my relationship now. I mean, my relationship now. So it was kind of, you know, me just reflecting on certain things and writing about that.
Because that's what happens when you're in a relationship. Everything you write about, everyone thinks it's about your relationship.
Okay, are you guys about to get a divorce? Yeah. So, and a lot of my albums, like, are breakup songs. A lot of it's breakup songs. So I always have to be like, let me just clarify that, you know, I'm fine right now. It was just something I had gone through before. Yeah.
And kids?
I don't have any kids.
I'm being the auntie and all the
I've
grandma.
Got two beautiful dogs that I love so much. They are my kids right now.
Yeah.
But I just really want to focus on the music for a while and hopefully that'll happen in time.
Yeah. And you'll be able to juggle. I mean, we're women. We're African women. We're able to.
Exactly. We're African queens.
No pressure though, but I'm just saying.
Thanks.
We believe in you and you'll be able to do that. Okay, we're going to play a song now. Well, we've spoken about it. Hey, the one featuring JR, African Queen. So I don't know. Do we still have more time with Tapsi? Okay, so we have to let you go then after the song. Is there anything else though that you'd like to say in closing?
Just please go get Songs About You out there. Support a struggling artist. And
you're not struggling.
Hey, what listen, man. I'm technically, I should say that because I'm still new in the game, you know. I just want to say to people that like are passionate about something, never let it go, regardless of what that is to you. Just always keep the fire burning. Yeah. Basically.
Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
All right, let's listen to African Queen now.
Ever seen. You say you wanna care for me, treat me like royalty, black diamond, the rarest you'll ever find. You wanna hold my hand, you wanna be my man. You say you wanna take me to Ghana, show me up to his mama. He say you wanna take me to Lagos, introduce me to Tiwa, take me to Dubane, Ang Pategale. I'm his African queen. He wanna love me. One bam mahlombe, one bam kefiga, one bam my hips. Kiss me on my lips. He said that I'm his African queen. He wanna love me. I'm his African queen. And he wanna love me. He's queen.
The sounds of Tabsy there featuring JR that you're listening to. What an amazing woman. Okay.